Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away.
Order.
Mr. Speaker.
Order. His minister's not even opened his mouth yet. The Honourable Bill English.
I'll just irritate them anyway, Mr. Speaker.
Finance Minister Bill English, whose desire to irritate the opposition was assisted by patsy questions such as this one from National backbencher Katrina Shanks.
What results has he seen of progress in the government's program to build a more competitive economy?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr. Speaker.
Order.
We've seen good, steady results, although, of course, not as strong or as quickly as we would wish.
And responding to opposition questions about the recent rise in unemployment, the Prime Minister, John Key, said that wasn't too bad either.
Interestingly enough, the last time the unemployment rate was at 7.3% in this country, in 1999, 150,000 people were on unemployment benefit. Today that number is under 50,000. Mr. Speaker, given the conditions, not too bad.
As well as pointing to the difference between the number registered as unemployed and the number on the unemployment benefit, Mr. Key questioned the reliability of the Household Labour Force Survey, or HLFS, as a measure of unemployment, prompting this question from Opposition Leader David Shearer.
Which statement does he stand by? That the HLFS is, quote, just that, a survey that bumps around quite a lot, it's notoriously volatile, end quote, or a statement that the HLFS is the standard internationally recognised measure of employment?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, both it is the standard recognised, and it does bounce around quite a lot, as does the support for David Shearer at the moment.
A subject that Mr. Key was keen to pursue.
The question of what track we're on when it comes to jobs is who's going to be the leader of the Labour Party.
Order. Order.
Mr. Key then turned to take a question from his own chief whip sitting directly behind him.
Michael Woodhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To the Prime Minister, what reports has he seen of comments in support of certain jobs in New Zealand?
The Right Honourable Prime
Minister. Mr.
Speaker,
I've seen the rather startling and I think very direct statement from Grant Robinson talking about the leadership coup this weekend. I'm backing David 100%. The question is, which David?
Grant Robertson is Labour's deputy leader, and he wasn't amused.
Wonderful, Mr. Speaker, you've previously, and particularly on government questions from government members, indicated that they are not an appropriate vehicle by which to have political attacks across the House.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, agreed.
It's not reasonable to use questions from members' own parties to attack other members of the House. Had the Prime Minister gone on, I would have certainly sat him down as I did previously when he started to criticise opposition party policy. Previously, I sat him down.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, who, as Rhys Lyon reports, continued his war on tabling paper.
New Zealand First's Andrew Williams found a novel way around the Speaker's ban on the tabling of press clippings.
I seek leave to table a document prepared by the Parliamentary Library, which contains a quote from the Prime Minister stating that 57,000 new jobs have been created in the last 12 to 18 months.
Leave is sought to table that document. Is there any objection?
Yes.
There is objection.
Mr. Speaker, I also seek leave to table a document prepared by the Parliamentary Library, which contains a quote from the Minister of Finance stating that only 26,000 jobs have been created in the past 2 years and contradicting Mr. Key's claims.
Leave us sort of table that document.
But it was a trick the Speaker soon cottoned onto.
Just seems odd to me to have documents prepared by the Parliamentary Library that contain, allegedly contain just one statement. That seems somewhat odd, but anyhow, it's up to the House whether it. Point of order, Andrew Williams.
Just to clarify that, these were media things which were then confirmed by the Parliamentary Library in parliamentary research.
Order.
Parliamentary
order.
Research.
Order.
It was order. It was probably the very issue I was trying to get at that. Just we've managed to get rid of seeking leave to table press clippings and that kind of thing, and dressing them up as reports from the Parliamentary Library will not do in the future.
And later in question time, the Speaker's ban on press clippings also caused headaches for Green MP Kennedy Graham.
Seek leave to table some documents that will help the Minister. A Radio New Zealand release.
No, no. Quite... Not local press releases. Dr. Kenny Graham.
Press release from the Sustainability
no.
Council. Press release.
No.
And unimpressed Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.